So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamachlev Parah B'Chamor V'Yolda. If a person exchanged his pregnant cow for someone else's donkey through Kinyan Meshicha, he pulled the donkey to himself, by which he acquires the donkey, and the other person acquires the cow. The cow in a different location gave birth, but it is unknown whether the calf was born before or after the Kinyan. Or V'Chin HaMoicher Shevchasa V'Yolda. A person sold this pregnant maid to someone else through Kinyan Kesef. The buyer paid money, and the maid gave birth, but it is unknown whether the Eved was born before or after the Kinyan. Ze Oimer Ad Shelei Mecharti. If each person claims that the calf or Eved was born while the mother was in his possession, they split the value between them. As the Gemara explains, the Mishnah is the opinion of Sumchas who holds that when in doubt, we divide the disputed amount and we do not require them to swear. However, according to the Chachamim, the original owner of the parah or shifcha keeps the calf or eved because he is muchzik. He had the parah shifcha in his possession, while the teveya is the maitzi. He wants to take the calf or eved, and the maitzi mechaveir olav haraya. The Mishnah continues. Hayuloi beza vadim, echad gadol v'echad katan. If a person sold his servant to someone, and the seller had two servants, a larger, more valuable servant, and a smaller, less valuable servant, or v'chim beis sadois, achas gadol v'achas katana. He sold his field to someone. And they own two fields, one large and one small. Halakeich emer gadol lekachti, v'halo emer eni yedeya, zocha begadol. If the buyer claims with certainty that he bought the larger one, while the seller is uncertain which one he sold, the buyer receives the larger servant or field because bari b'shem bari yadiv. The certain claim is stronger than the uncertain claim. Similarly, hamoicher emer katan mecharti, v'halo emer eni yedeya, en le'el katan. If the seller is bari that he sold the smaller one, while the buyer is shema, the buyer receives only the smaller servant or field because bari v'shema bari yadav. Ze aimer gadol v'ze aimer katan. Yishav hamoicher shakatan machar. If both the buyer and the seller are bari, the seller must swear that he sold him the small one, and if he does not swear, the buyer receives the larger one. Ze aimer eni yedeya v'ze aimer eni yedeya yachleiku. If both the buyer and seller are shema, which one was sold, they split the difference between a large one to a small one. As the Gemara explains, Hamani sumchasi da'ama moman hamut l'basafik is chalkim leishpua. However, according to the Chachamim, ukmi mamayna b'cheskis mari, the seller keeps the larger servant or field because he was muchzik and the buyer is mighty, and a mighty mechaveira olav haraya. The Gemara proceeds to explain the Mishnah's third halacha of a ze'imer gadol, b'ze'imer katan, yeshava hamaycher shakatan macher. The Gemara asks, amay yeshava, why is the mecher obligated to swear? There are three requirements for a Shavuos Hamoed B'Miktas obligation. Well, in this case, none of them are apparently met. B'mashatanu Haiduloi. Only if the nit for the defendant admitted partially to the very same claim of the Tebeya is Ichayev B'Shavuos. While here, Mashatanu Loi Haiduloi. The Lekeich's claim was for a large Evet Sada, and the Meicher admitted to a different item, a small Evet Sada. V'oid, Heilechu. Only if the undisputed item is not be'en, intact anymore, is the nitvachai b'shvua. While here the small eved sada are still be'en and available, and it is as if the lekeach already has them, and there is no moide b'miktzas. V'oid, einish bo'in al avodim al karkois. Only if the disputed item is metatlin, a movable object, is the nitvachai b'shvua. While here the sada is karka, and an eved is also considered like karka. The Gemara offers several explanations. Rav answers, the claim was not for an actual Eved Sada, but for their value. The Lekeach claims, Demei Eved Gadol, Demei Sada Gedoyla. I gave the Meicher money to buy for me a large Eved Sada, which he did not do, and now he owes me the money. The Meicher claims, Demei Eved Katan, Demei Sada Katana. The Lekeach gave me money for a small Eved Sada, and I don't owe the rest. In this case, the Meicher is Chayav B'Shvuah because both the claim and admission were for the same item, money. Lav helechu, the Meicher does not have the Lekeach's money, therefore it is a Moed B'Miktas. The disputed item is money, metatlon. Shmuel explains, the claim was not for an actual Eved Sada, but rather for the clothing of an Eved and the cut produce of a Sada. The Lekeach claims the Meicher sold him Ksus Eved Gadol, Oimri Sada Gedayla, a large garment of a large servant and the produce of a large field. The Meicher claims I only sold Kesus Eved Katan, Oimri Sada Katana, a small garment of a small servant, and the produce of a small field. In this case, the Meicher is Chayav B'Shvuah because B'mashatanu Haiduloi, both the claim and admission were for the same item, Kesus or Oimrim, and regarding Kesus, we must say B'diyalfei, The claim was for the same garment that can be altered to a larger or smaller size. Lav helechu, the meicha does not have the small ksus emrim, therefore it is a moedim mixus. The disputed items, beggared or emrim, are metaltlin. Rav Hashi explains, kegen shetanu eved biksusay v'sada ba'imreha. Each claim was for two items, a servant and his garment, and the field and its cut produce. And since the meicher becomes chayav b'shvuah for the claim of ksus emrim, which are metatlin, as Shmuel explained, he also becomes chayav b'shvuah for the other claim of eved sadeh, because nechasim she'ein lemachrayas, zekin es nechasim she'esh lemachrayas l'shav alein. Metatlin can extend a shvuah obligation to karka. Although one is not obligated to make a shvuah on the claim of karka, however, if the teveya presents a claim for both metatlin and karka, then the nitva must make a shvuah for both, even the karka. The Gemara mentions a fourth explanation of Rav Sheshes. The claim was indeed for an actual Eved Sada, and even so the Meicher is Chayav B'Shvuah because, regarding Mashatanu Loi Haideloi, the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Gamliel, who holds that one is Chayav B'Shvuah even when Mashatanu Loi Haideloi. Regarding Halach, the Mishnah is a case of Avde Dekata Le'yadei V'Sada Shechafa B'Bayir Shichin Ma'aras. The Meicher cut off the hand of the small Eved, and he damaged the small Sada. Therefore, although the claim originally pertained to land, he's now admitting liability for monetary compensation, and it is not a case of halach. Regarding Einish Boin, Alavodim, and Karkois, the Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Meir, who holds regarding both Avodim and Karkois, Kimetatlin Dami, Vinish Boin Alein. One is obligated to swear on them as he does on Matatlin. The Gemara, however, rejects this explanation and brings proof from a Mishnah that Reb Meir holds only regarding Avodim Nishboin. However, regarding Karka, Einish Boin. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, only in the case of Beis Avadim, the Meicher is obligated to make a Shvuah. However, in the case of Beis Sadis, the Meicher is exempt from a Shvuah and Lekeach receives only the small field.